We want the nation to be healthy. And in order to do that, it has to be nutrition security. We need to have some standards of the foods that are being provided.
You're listening to For the Love of Health, a podcast about delivering care and creating health, brought to you by Christiana Care. And now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Megan McGurman.
And I'm Michael Chesney. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Health, brought to you by Christiana Care.
Food can play a critical role in someone's health, especially in managing a chronic illness. One approach is helping patients eat better and stay healthier, and it's a concept called Food is Medicine.
The Food is Medicine program at Christiana Care is called the Delaware Food Pharmacy. That's with two Fs.
Yes.
Just to be clear about the spelling on it. And it is changing the way that patients eat.
Here to tell us more about the Delaware Food Pharmacy are Michelle Axe, Program Manager of Food and Social Care Initiatives at Christiana Care, and Rob Gurney, the Executive Director of Lutheran Community Services in Wilmington. Michelle and Rob, thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you, Megan and Mike. Thank you for having us here.
I agree. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this important program.
Let's start with the definition of food is medicine.
It's any individual, doesn't matter the age, could be youth or elderly, using healthy foods to prevent, to manage, or treat a chronic condition. And it's in partnership with the healthcare sector. And what's really cool is because it's complementary with clinical care.
Neither of you are directly clinicians. So how do your roles tie into all of this?
When we develop these types of programs, we work really closely with the clinicians. You know, we have clinical experts that and registered dietitians, behavioral health consultants that we collaborate with. But our role is really the implementation and fostering the relationships with the patients, ensuring they get the provisions of food. And I know Rob can really speak upon that specifically.
Not only am I not a clinician, I do not even work for Christiana Care or a healthcare organization. We all have our roles, our core competencies, and LCS, our organization, has been serving the community for 65 years. And one of our core competencies is providing food to vulnerable populations. We serve tens of thousands of people a year with that. Providing food, mobilizing volunteers, engaging with vulnerable populations, that's our core competency.
And Rob, you are the first non-Christiana Care caregiver to be on the podcast, so welcome.
Well, thank you for that.
Congratulations on that. Michelle, tell us about the Food is Medicine program here at Christiana Care.
The Delaware Food Pharmacy is a Food is Medicine community health worker program for our primary care Medicaid patients with diet-related chronic conditions. So that's diabetes, hypertension, congestive heart failure. And we provide them what's called medically tailored groceries. They look over a menu that is DASH diet compliance, the dietary approaches to stopping hypertension. They select different types of foods that will be delivered to their homes weekly. LCS here, as the experts in food provisions, are the ones that support us with that.
Do a quick definition check. What is DASH diet?
DASH diet, it's dietary approaches to stopping hypertension. So this is an evidence-based diet developed by NIH that actually has been proven to reduce our A1C as well as our blood pressure levels. So when we're talking about food is medicine, we're following an evidence-based diet that our patients are going to be following, coupled with the medications that their clinicians and their clinical care team will be providing them. And if you want to speak more upon the food.
Sure. We aggregate food from a number of different sources, and then we mobilize a group of volunteers, and we pick and pack the food, and then we deliver it directly to their homes. And we work in conjunction with Michelle's community health workers to make sure that folks are home, that their schedules are not uncertain that particular day or that particular week, and try and make the program and the food radically accessible, because that's, in fact, what's been missing from most of these folks' lives is access to healthy food. And so we want to make it as easy as possible for them.
And to follow up with that, as you mentioned, our community health workers, they are a huge part to this program's success. And our CHWs are ServSafe certified. So that food that LCS is providing, the CHWs go into the homes and it's like, hey, what food are you close with? What makes you feel good? Let's cook a healthier version of it. And they help them prepare the meals, and they are their champions, and they're with them for 6 months. You know, it takes about 6 months to see a behavior change. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the CHW is in there with the patient, preparing meals, you know, cheering them on, helping them try something new, and then helping them sustain it, really is huge. And it's unique. You don't always see that in different types of food as medicine programs. So I think it's a good coupling of both mm-hmm. models.
Food pharmacy certainly sounds like a comprehensive program. How is this different than other food pantries in the region?
There are a lot of food pantries. We operate a dozen of them ourselves in the Newcastle and Wilmington area. Most food pantries have limited space. They have a limited supply of food. They're certainly not delivering food to people's homes. There's no adherence to a specific diet. There aren't really program supports that help folks utilize the food. They're just sort of being given food that's either been donated or purchased for free. And candidly, the quality of the food and the nutritional value of the food is sometimes somewhat lacking. It's meeting an emergency food need. And this program, of course, as we'll hear, has significantly more supports. And as we know, the food is high nutritional value.
We don't just feed the patient. We feed the entire household. And we feed them enough food for 10 meals a day to prepare 10 healthy meals. So for a household of four, we're feeding about 40 meals in that. Christiana Care made the choice to not just feed the patient, but to feed the household because we recognize the importance of that and the implications it would have on the patient's health. Also, like I said, the CHW component. The CHWs go in and they do a kitchen assessment. Hey, just because we give you a recipe and we give you the food, they might not have the measuring cup or the bowl or the spatula to prepare these recipes. So they look around, they talk to the patients, and we have items set aside that we stock up their pantries. So they are fully equipped to be successful over the next 6 months and then afterwards.
We also provide on a monthly basis replenishment of spices and cooking oils, which are important for folks to keep up best practices in the kitchen.
One of the things that really makes food pharmacy unique is the fact that we've taken an effort to make sure it's culturally responsive. Mm-hmm. So we've worked closely with Christiana Cares Valley Employee Resource Group. We've interviewed patients. We've interviewed caregivers. We've showed them the menu that we currently mm-hmm. have and say, hey, is this culturally responsive? We've gotten with Lutheran Community Services a Highmark Blueprint grant to invest in this importance of ensuring our program is equitable.
You mentioned this six-month time frame where the CHW is working with the client. What happens after 6 months?
We really want to focus on the sustainability factor of the program and for the patients. Around month four, we really hope that the patients have developed these behavior changes, ensuring that there's sustainability in eating a certain way, but now we have to make sure they get the foods that they need. Fortunately, like the LCS pantry, there is a shift, I would hope, for the state, this as a state, from food insecurity to nutrition security. So we want to get them hooked up with SNAP benefits. We understand the dollar amount of which the patient has to spend, and the CHWs work with the patient of how they can buy healthy foods for that price. And so they can go out to the grocery store, to the farmer's market, and be like, okay, so you selected the shrimp, the broccoli, the spinach, the oranges, and we'll show them how they can purchase these foods elsewhere with their SNAP benefits. In addition to the support of pantries, I think there really is mm-hmm. a shift in what's expected in our pantries as standards. And I know Rob is really, you know, that's mm-hmm. something important to you.
It is. We want to be that step down program for these patients. Our organization's vision is people moving from emergency to empowerment. And certainly the skills that they're learning through this program with the help of CHWs will hopefully allow them to, you know, be grounded in what they can do after the program's over.
A few months ago on the podcast, we discussed social drivers of health and 80% of your health not being medical related. Would you consider food a big part of that 80%?
Yes, absolutely. I would say it's one of the top next to housing. So food insecurity for our Delaware Food Pharmacy patients, majority of them are screening positive. We conduct a social drivers of health screening on all of our patients. 93% screen positive for at least one.
So a patient has hypertension, for mm-hmm. example.
Okay.
How do they end up with you guys?
We have a referral system, and a referral gets sent to our program coordinator. The program coordinator looks up the patient in the electronic health record. They make sure that they are, in fact, eligible because we do have an eligibility criteria. And then if they are, we connect directly with the individual. We let them know about the program. There are some expectations, like being home when the food's being delivered and whatnot. So we want to ensure it's a good fit. And if, in fact, it is a good fit, we get some information. We make sure they don't have allergies or anything else and check okay. Then we go ahead and we securely and safely send the information over to Lutheran Community Services so that they're aware not only of the patient, but the household size, any delivery specifics. You know, everybody's home's different, as well as anything additional that might be helpful to know.
And what are those requirements?
The eligibility criteria for the Delaware Food Pharmacy is they need to be a ChristianaCare primary care patient or specialty care. They need to be on Medicaid or Medicaid eligible. They have to live in Newcastle County, and they cannot be enrolled in another community health worker program, only because having two CHWs can get a little confusing.
It's expensive to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about shopping the perimeter of the grocery store. How do you make this work?
That's a great question. Right now, ChristianaCare is investing in this food is medicine movement, and they're currently providing funds for the food provisions to LCS as our community partner. However, that isn't sustainable, but the goal in what we've done so far is really to show that we are keeping patients healthy at home. We are keeping them out of the hospital, and we're saving the healthcare system money, saving insurance companies money. And so long term, what do we want to see? We want to see our Medicaid insurers stepping up and paying for food provisions just as much as they cover a prescription for a patient's hypertension medication. There are states that are already doing this. It's the Medicaid 1115 waiver. They're doing it in California, in Massachusetts, in North Carolina. And I'm really hopeful that we'll see that in Delaware, too.
This is actually another aspect of our partnership, too, is that while Christiana does underwrite a large portion of the program, which we appreciate, LCS has received grants from the local government, from other foundations to subsidize the cost. And I track very carefully the average cost of each meal. And one of the things that LCS is able to do is receive donated food. So we can go out to our core stakeholders and ask them for those spices and for those essential oils and for items that we know are expensive and have them donate them to us. And so our average cost per meal, we can work on by leveraging our resources as well.
You mentioned that food insecurity is really now becoming nutrition insecurity. Is this where the national landscape is going?
I think it is, and I think that we're sort of on the front of it, which is very exciting. We have a couple of years under our belt with this program. And then to take all that learning and to push it out to other settings, I think is pretty groundbreaking.
When we stop and think about it, okay, food security, sure, just give me any type of food. No, we want to be healthy. We want the nation to be healthy. And in order to do that, it has to be nutrition security. We need to have some standards of the foods that are being provided to community members. And you know, we've seen this through different types of partnerships, and I really want to highlight the local food purchasing agreement. It kind of goes back to your last question, but the Delaware Department of Agriculture, Delaware Food Pharmacy is a part of a farm-to-community pilot, and we're working with local farmers. We provided them a list of, hey, here's our food pharmacy menu. What can you plant, and what can you provide for our patients? And with that, they've made some adjustments to their seeds and what their farms are looking like. But they've also told us, hey, this is what we're planting. Can you put that on your menu? And so it really is another partnership that gets into sustainability. But it also is going to be the change that we see from that nutrition security, because now our pantries are being filled with local food from local farmers.
It only makes sense. I mean, the whole food is medicine concept is so intuitive, right? How long have we been hearing that healthy food impacts health? But I think when you're working in the community and you're working with vulnerable populations, you know, it creates an intentionality that allows it to be successful.
You mentioned this has been going for a few years now. What successes have you seen? What results have you seen? And how many patients have you been able to help? Families, too, as well.
Yeah. We started in September 2021. We've done a preliminary analysis of a pre-post. So we looked at the time, 63 patients that had graduated. And we really wanted to see if there were any differences in their BMI, their blood sugar, their blood pressure, along with their dietary habits. We've seen statistically significant decreases in individuals' BMI and A1C, which, as we know, those are really important biometrics for blood sugar for our diabetic patients, as well as decreases in systolic blood pressure. We've served over 225 patients, and that's 550 community members when you think about the patients and their families. And we've had over 150 people graduate from the Delaware Food Pharmacy.
And the food pharmacy has provided enough healthy food to create over 100,000 meals, medically tailored meals.
Wow.
That is
a
lot.
Yes, absolutely. And the food pharmacy isn't the only thing ChristianaCare is involved with when it comes to nutrition security. So, Michelle, tell us what else is going on right now.
As of January 2024, we launched our Delaware Food Pharmacy for Women's Health, really focusing on reducing disparities in preeclampsia rates among our at-risk pregnant patients. We also have a healthy food delivery program that's serving food insecure individuals screening positive for the entire state. So that is one of the first programs that we cover Kent, Sussex, and Newcastle County. And then we also launched last year our MDPCP Hearts Payments Program, Healthy Food, Healthy Hearts with Union Hospital, where we're working with our Medicaid patient populations that have diabetes, congestive heart failure, or hypertension, and they get to go on an online platform and select healthy foods that will get delivered to their homes.
What's next for this area of work, both here at ChristianaCare, broadly in the region and nationally?
The future for food as medicine is limitless. And I recently just had a conversation with a legislator. And what we discussed is, as I might geek out a little bit, is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And at the bottom of this pyramid is our basic needs, you know, and food is one of them. And what we are talking about is, so yes, food as medicine is typically tailored right now towards diet-related chronic conditions like we've been discussing. But if we don't have food, what does that mean on our mental health? What does that mean on our spiritual health? What does that mean for an individual holistically?
Michelle and Rob, thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been wonderful.
Appreciate it.
We'll have a link to a video sharing the story of a patient using the Delaware Food Pharmacy in the show notes for this episode at ChristianaCare.org/podcast.
And also in the show notes, you'll find our episode titled The Other 80% of Health, which does a deeper dive on social drivers of health.
Don't forget to subscribe to For the Love of Health on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also to follow ChristianaCare on social media.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with another great conversation.
Until then, thanks again for joining us.
For the love of health.